At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. ActiveGuard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Good morning, everybody.
I hope it is.
I hope it is for everyone.
I slept well last night.
I'm good. I did not, because this time I'm the fool of a took that stayed up to watch the Sabres game. So get the show intro in here before I start going ranty right away.
Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is a sunny Thursday here, and today's show is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Yes, the Sabres did play last night. We've also got some comments from Michael Kesselring that Lance Lysowski reported about a half hour or so ago. I want to be more mad. I want to do the whole song and dance. I get it, Derek, you may. This is just every year. It's maybe a new player, maybe a new time of the year. But we kind of do this every year with them.
No, nothing really changes.
I'm not going to get mad at that.
And it's just, but we're going to have a player complaining about the criticism and or just mentioning that the vibes kind of suck here. We haven't hit the Ryan O'Reilly, I hate my life anymore moment, but it seems like we're getting close to that.
And you just got this guy.
Yeah, you just got this guy. He's played, what, 8 games for you? Not even? It's just, this is who they are now. And this is who they've been for over a decade, it feels like.
That attitude is also allowed to permeate when you have a general manager saying, oh, we don't have palm trees here.
Yeah, we don't have palm trees, so we're playing with, one.
You would have been mad about me overpaying for a guy. Or, at the start of this season, the writers are going to write what they write. Well, right now what they're writing is you have four regulation wins and 5 wins total on the season. That's what they're writing, Kevin. No, I'm mad at myself because, Zach, what did I say this year? I don't care if you're good, but be different. Fool of a took.
Yeah, they're the same team.
No. This is more haunted than years in past, Zachary. We have a player picking up blood clots. We have a player who hasn't eaten solid food in almost 2 weeks because of an illness. We have a player that I'm surprised even started the season in Buffalo. That's how loyal he is to this team, because his fiance had heart surgery and is recovering in Europe. And he finally has realized it's too much and he needs to go home.
Well, no, that stuff is different. But your best players who are still here aren't performing. And they look like garbage. Good for Alex Tuch. He's going to get a lot of money this offseason by another team. Or they'll trade him. But he doesn't look worth the $11, $12 million a year. Thompson, he looks lost out there.
Tate Thompson is not on Team USA.
No, he's a passenger. And then your number one overall pick in defense that is still here, Owen Power. He's a mixed bag at best most nights. Cool Jack Quinn's gotten better, and the young guys look at least
the two
a little
games
fun.
That Dahlin has been out for already. Owen Power has been fine.
He's been fine.
I will say that.
Owen Power's been fine. The young guys are starting to look okay. Roseanne had two goals last night. Good for him. That's awesome.
Roseanne, Auslin, and Quinn are suddenly the line that they have to rely on.
But cool. Like, this is just 3 years ago with the kid line.
But also,
it's the same thing.
No, the difference is that line that Tage and Tucker on are scoring. Tage doesn't register a shot last night. A shot on goal. The thing that's his thing. He doesn't do it. He's not driving play. All of a sudden, he's a Zach Benson merchant this year. By the way, their record without Benson this year is abhorrent.
Have they won a game yet without
They've
him?
They've won one game without him. That's it. That's the number. And it's no surprise that Benson's the only point per gamer on the team.
I don't really see any differences in them this year.
The difference is how they were, like, it's the way that some of the things have happened with Kulik and Zucker and Dahlin. It's different in a haunting sense, in a haunting perspective. The injury-prone center is injured on a face-off late in a game that you were not in at that point when he suffers that injury. And en route to a 4-0 loss there on opening night. Benson can't start the season on time because he takes a puck in the face the day before the season begins and then gets an infection that has to put him in the hospital. So, yeah, I should not have used the word different. Shame on me. Shame on me for that one. But also shame on me that I went into last night thinking, okay, if there's a game that they're going to win on the road trip, it's got to be this one. You're not beating Colorado on the back-to-back. You're just not with this roster. And I don't know if you've got the goods to do it again to Detroit. Ellis is in net. He's looked good. Or at least he's looked fine enough. They've got a 2-1 lead. Kid line looks exciting. The D pairs are stabilizing. Like, Power and Samuelson had a rough first, but they stabilized in the second. Byram doesn't look like a total disaster out there with Timmins. Kesselring is kind of off to a little bit of a shaky start still. And then the third period happens. 51 seconds in, you let old Fred and J.J. Paterka score a goal. And, like, it's funny but also understanding why people view Buffalo in a negative light, Rob's commentary on that goal. He doesn't do much of anything. Vintage J.J. Paterka, he doesn't do much of anything. Then he finds himself the puck, gets around to the side and takes the shot and does what he does best. Outsiders might look at that as, yeah, no wonder players don't want to stay here. But at the same time, if you know Rob Ray, it's Rob Ray being Rob Ray. It just, but again, there's so much to last night where it was this debilitating collapse. And
again, they can't win games in the third period.
Hey, you know what?
I mean, they've gone to overtime multiple times this year now because they can't hold on to a lead in the third period. Last night was the same. They just didn't get to overtime because they got boat raced and gave up four.
Yeah, and something to the point where I don't know how you change things if the negativity breeds negativity, something like that, and yet at the same time, enough of these players, this core, and this general manager have been here enough. Adams has been here for almost half the drought now. That heat should be directed proper. Tage Thompson has been here for a good amount of this drought now. That heat is directed proper. Tuck has been trying to be a leader on this team for several years. Like, do the new guys deserve it? No, not necessarily. especially the new guys that try their best to get things done right away. You look at that new version of the kid line. But something Paul Hamilton wrote in his article really resonates strong with me on this one, and it's cutting. He said, "I hope Terry Pegula is happy, and I could not agree more. You've left Adams in charge. This is what you want? Is this what you want? Because at some point, the general manager has had enough time. I know you were trying to overcorrect after being too trigger happy. You let go of a couple coaches pretty quickly, and you wanted to make sure you're not being trigger happy on that. General manager's been here now for 6 years. That's enough time. Or he's in his sixth year. That's enough time to properly evaluate if he's got the goods or not. He doesn't. Oh, and by the way, Adams, now might be the time to try to make a trade to save your skin or save this team's season. They are playing with half of an AHL roster. Now might be the time."
Problem is, it's not going to be a buying trade. I don't think it will be.
You need to acquire a depth piece.
Well, no, sure. I think though,
something
if they help them out. If they make a trade at this rate, I mean, by the time this weekend's over with, it'll be to sell off pieces.
Trade a third round pick for some guy that might be able to float in the bottom six of this roster, because I can't keep asking the AHL to supply all the goods right now.
You might be. At this rate, they're not making a trade to buy and to try to get this season back on track. Their trade is to, we're getting rid of pieces and we're starting over.
You can't get rid of more pieces right now.
Now, with that being said, it won't be Adams, I think, making those trades. It can't be. It cannot be at this point. But to me, I don't see any differences. This is just a rehash of the last few years. To start the year, they're getting incredible goaltending. They can't score. The team can't hold on to leads in the third period. They're not having their best players actually play like their best players. Alex Tuch and Tage Thompson lead the team in points. If you look around the rest of the league, it's a travesty they are. They are not even remotely playing like some of the best players.
You want your fun stat?
You would think Tage Thompson has no desire to go to the Olympics the way he plays right. Most nights.
There's no effort.
They were up 2-1 or 2-0 last night, and eventually 2-1. But it's the young guys. I'm not seeing it from the veterans. I'm not seeing
they're
that
invisible.
Veteran presence. And it points to Kesselring's quote that Lance Lysowski has here. Quote, "We had such a good fan base here talking about Utah. It was so nice just seeing all the positive things all the time. You see the other side of it now in a hockey market that's pretty critical." He's been here for 15 minutes, and you're at the bottom of the East. I'm sorry we're critical.
Utah's also only been around for a year. They just got a hockey team.
But so,
of course they're thrilled.
But again, it's another player that seemingly any criticism their way, they shrink. I don't know if it's a hockey thing, but this is now a conversation around hockey circles constantly. But that was your big piece. That was the big trade with J.J. Paterka. Doan's been a nice addition, but he was kind of, for most of us, considered the secondary piece. Michael Kesselring was considered the major piece, supposed to be a top four defenseman. He's not. And if this is where he's at, I mean, what are we doing here?
And what
are we doing?
Not to mention the guy you traded away started the comeback in that third period. He starts the blitzkrieg. And I don't know what you change anymore. I don't know what you can do. I know what you can do. You get a new general manager in here and you see if he can figure it out. You identify which pieces you might be getting through. We're going through another rebuild, y'all. I hope we're ready that, we see the bet board in here. Jets make playoffs before 2030. I might start putting one up here about the Sabres making the playoffs before 2030.
I wonder if there's a group of the fan base, though, that is almost excited for it. Because we've kind of been in the same rebuild constantly.
They haven't made the playoffs.
They haven't, like, gone up and down. It's just been this static bottom tier of the league. Maybe you fight for a little while. You don't make the playoffs, right? There isn't that linchpin moment of, like, okay, like, that was just a success. It's all been just floundering failure. So, yeah, I think there's probably a group of fan base that doesn't have the prospect fatigue yet.
You know who's excited for it at this point?
Let's go. Let's do this.
Me.
Right.
I'd be excited for it. because then I'd be able to see if another person can actually get it done. Snarky asides in the media.
I think the next wave that they do this in, it has to be, I mean, in a way, it has to be done more seriously. You have to go get a guy like a Brendan Shanahan who has a ton of credibility in the league. Don't give me that, well, with Toronto, I don't care. I'm not talking about cups right now.
Toronto made the playoffs every year with him.
And I've talked about it with the Bills, too, of like, I'm sort of in the same spot with them, but for very different reasons. The Bills, I'm losing patience of the Super Bowl window, but they're constantly in the playoffs. We're complaining about a 6-3 football team that is in the playoffs and sadly may not win their division a sixth year in a row, right? They're in a different world. The Sabres, don't give me cups right now. I just want to make the playoffs. I want to experience postseason hockey. I want to experience a series. I want to experience joy watching this team for longer than 15 minutes on opening night of like, oh, it's a new season. Oh, no, okay, it's all gone. You got to bring in somebody like a Brendan Shanahan. You already kind of have it started with Kekalainen, where it's like, okay, Jarmo's here, good. There's a little bit of credibility there, actually some pretty good credibility. So he was able to make Columbus to a certain extent work, and that's a hockey market that is still just trying desperately to be relevant. There needs to be, and I don't mean it like this, but adults in the room that people respect in the world of hockey. Not this new flashy young kid that might do something, you know, crazy in the league. That's my thing too. The next hire, and it is coming, it cannot be a GM who hasn't had any GM experience. Ooh, but he might be interesting and he's a hot young name. No, that doesn't work. Coach, same thing. That does not work. I don't care if it's a not sexy idea. It needs to be somebody with credibility in the league and with around hockey circles, with players and with general managers and with coaching staffs that actually can get them on the right path. Because for the last over a decade, it's really kind of been the entire time, it has just been hot young name, can't really figure it out. GM that might be interesting, can't really figure it out, trying to do their own new thing, and it's not working. It's probably not the right way to go. You do want to get somebody that's going to sort of reinvent the wheel and do something different, but they have botched this for, it's going to go on 15 years, that they need to just go back to the drawing board, go back to the beginning, and get people that are credible.
And I think that that's really the biggest thing here is now you need somebody that has credibility, and that's, I think that's why, when it originally happened, Owen Parker and I, we did an entire Sports Talk Saturday, thrilled about the fact that the Sabres hired Jarmo Kekalainen. And we made sure to make an entire day of it. So, we were excited that they got some guy with credibility, and there's an opportunity there. Good. We're seeing a guy that is willing to walk into these doors, right? When do you make the move? When do you make the move? Because I have a legitimate fear that they lose 7-1 tonight and they don't make a move.
Yeah, and it's just another loss.
And Adams just gets to stay here because he looks at all the extenuating circumstances and says, I couldn't win with this.
And in most other organizations, in most other years, that's a fair argument. It's a fair argument. Most other organizations, most other years, understandable. It's divine intervention, damn near. You got to figure it out. The Sabres, I've said this before, and for a multitude of different reasons, they've lost any grace. They've lost any goodwill. You don't have that to fall back on. Look at all the injuries. Look at all the stuff that's not even injury-related. Just in unbelievable circumstances. We brought up the blood clots, the illnesses, fiancés having horrific health scares. But for the fandom, for the organization, you don't have that excuse, and it is an excuse. It is.
It's almost
you don't have it anymore.
It's almost a very valid one, like you said, on other organizations in other seasons, on other teams, it makes sense. And with this one, it is because of the fact that, hey, the Sabres are having problems with injuries to their forward core. They're not scoring a lot. You know what would have helped? Keeping your 30-goal scorer. What a coinkydink. And all of a sudden, oh, hey, you traded the 30-goal scorer. Where are the goals going to come from, Kevin?
Dex, we're having that struggle now. We're having that because that's the thing. Thompson and that's a big because
it's not
it
coming
too.
From your top guys.
Yeah, Thompson and Tucker are not really doing it again.
Oh, we're gonna use the rest of the roster to replace the goals for left by JJ Paterka.
With who?
Where?
Yeah. They're leading the team in points.
I'm looking at Jeff Metis walking in here. We got a cameo going on. Jeff Metis is going to score a goal before these Sabres do.
803-0550, the number to call. We'll have Sal Capaccio come up at 11 o'clock. We'll talk the Bills. They had their injury report yesterday, 14 names, although there does seem to be some good news on that. We'll also, though, get your calls here before we hit our first timeout. Mark is up with us first. Mark, how we doing, man?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. A lot of great points being made. I think it's they're different worlds, but it's the same organizational arrogance. It really is. I feel like I was in Miami for that game, and there was no fire. I mean, even Josh Allen, I don't want to come at him. He's the MVP, but he just looked tired. And I don't know if that's even a great word to show. I mean, it just – that was such a bad loss. And then – so what are they going to do? The Pagulas are going to what? They're going to drag out a guy like Kevin Adams? So like a lot of fans, I'm thinking, yes, we're in the Super Bowl window, right? We have Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. They looked really bad Sunday. God forbid they don't make the playoffs. In what world is Pagula going to get rid of Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean when they've held on to Kevin Adams, who seemingly doesn't have a pulse? You know, it's just so frustrating. You have to do something for the season ticket holders. If anything else, in what world is someone going to go down there and park in the freezing cold to watch this garbage? I'm just so sick and tired of this organization not trying to go for the cup, not trying to, in a golf sense, or you know what, heck, the Stanley Cup. But you know what, I'd like a ticket to the dance. I'd like to lose in four games the first round of the freaking playoffs. It's so frustrating. You got the Eagles that win the Super Bowl last year. You know what they go out and do? They go out and get the best pass rusher available and trade for him. I mean, it's just we feel so complacent and just so reliant on Josh Allen for the Bills. And this loser as a GM for the Sabres, I'm all fired up. I'm sorry, fellas. You guys have a great day.
Mark, thanks for the call.
Mark, you're not alone on the fired up thing. And
I will say, though, bringing up the Bills and Sabres, I know everyone's frustrated with the Bills. I'm frustrated with the Bills, the whole thing. I'm frustrated with Bean, and I've mentioned the Waddle report really bothered me. It did not put a positive feel for me, like at least you tried. I was the exact opposite. That organization, that group, rightfully can lay back on, as I said, they've won the division 5 years in a row. They keep winning playoff games. They keep giving themselves a chance in the dance to go win a championship.
Right.
They can be a wild card team and do it. You know, Aaron Rodgers is one Super Bowl win. He's a wild card team. Eli Manning, both, I believe, giant Super Bowls with him are wild card teams. Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. That has happened. It can happen. Doesn't happen often. Doesn't happen a lot. But it does happen. That's where I think the difference is with the Sabres and the Bills. And that's where I do think, as much as maybe people don't like ownership, I think there will be a move made for the Sabres because they don't have anything to lean back on. There is no success to lean back on. There's nothing to defend your job. This is what you have, and it's been some of the worst in the sport.
As the caller mentions, like there's almost like this organizational arrogance within the Sabres, and you kind of feel it a little bit sometimes. Like, how?
Yeah.
Who the bleep are you? Is where I get to that. It's, and at this point, it just, I have this, it's not even non-zero, it is a rather large fear. They won't make the move to change the general manager. They won't. It just won't happen because for some reason, that's what we have to live with.
I mean, they got it at some point, because at a certain point, no matter any industry you're in, the justification of keeping that group, Kevin Adams in particular, a general manager, is just not justifiable.
But hey, they play the Avalanche tonight, guys.
9 o'clock, start time, 8 p.m. pregame right here on WGR. 803-0550, the number two call. As I mentioned, we'll have Sal Capaccio on at 11, talk the Bills. 14 players on the injury report yesterday, though only two players did not practice, so at least some good
signs
for
them. Please get us to the Bills now. I'm going to go into a spiral.
Nah, Carl, Dave, anyone else on hold, we'll get to you when we come back. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution, and just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. Now I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know.
A little levity here on a bit of a tough Thursday morning. Jameis Winston there. Talking with the New York media, he is getting the start this Sunday
that
against Green
sense.
Bay. Jackson Dart out with a concussion. I will tell you right now, real quick, because we're going to get back to your calls. I do enjoy watching Jameis Winston play football. I feel like until the day he retires, he should be a starter somewhere in the league purely for the entertainment value that it would offer.
You know what? Jameis Winston plays football the way that everyone on Madden plays football.
Yep. No fear.
No fear.
Zero fear. It is
no fear. Nothing between the ears. We're playing.
Like he says, like, I'm going to run it surgically. And I know it. Quarterback's a surreal position. But when you watch Jameis Winston play football, you're like, dude, you're not performing surgery on me.
Yeah, do not.
To get out of here
Do
with
not
that.
Leave me with him with the scalpel,
get
please.
Get out of here with that. He is a joy to watch, though.
The next thing you know, there's milk duds falling in.
I can play Operation. There we go.
Yeah.
Play Operation with Jameis Winston. I know.
I just wanted to make the Seinfeld reference.
I know there's stuff in his personal life that's not nice at all. I understand that. But in terms of just watching him play football, I look forward to whenever he starts.
He is beyond weird.
Yes. 803-0550, the number to call. Before we get back to your calls, let TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence intercept your heating bills. Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win $1,200 towards your home heating costs. Don't fumble this opportunity. The contest does end January 4th, 2026. TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical Excellence, powering tomorrow, comforting today. Now we go back to the phones. We'll start up this segment with Dave on the line. Dave, how we doing, man?
Doing great, guys. Now, I like Kevin Adams, but I think where he's failing is I believe there's a lot of stuff going on off the ice that's probably dividing the team and distracting the team, in particular the goaltending situation. You got UPL, who obviously probably wants to play, and it's obvious that Lindy Ruff really doesn't, you know, want to put him in there with the way he played Reimer last year and, you know, the way he's used Lamb so much. I think the issue with Alex Tuch, the contract situation going on, Tuch, you know, if the rumors are true and Tuch is asking for $10 million, and obviously the Sabres don't want to pay him the $10 million, I think there might be an issue there. You know, I mean, there was a report. Remember Paterka leaned over to Tuch and said, hey, man, they treat us really well in Utah?
Oh, yeah, it wasn't a report. He was on a hot mic. Oh, yeah, uh-huh, that happened.
Okay, well, he wouldn't say it to him if Tuch wasn't – if he knew – he obviously knows Tuck's not happy. So I don't think Tuck's got his head in the game. I think Thompson is – I think he's checked out, because if you look at some of the situations where fans booed, he's very sensitive early on this year, already showing his irritation with the fans. And obviously then you got reports of Levi asking for a trade behind the scenes. What Kevin needs to do right now is he needs to get control of his house. He's got to, first of all, if Ruff doesn't want UPL, move him out of here. If Levi is an issue with this, you got to bring him up. You got to send Ellis down. The way Ellis played in that third period yesterday, he didn't look like an NHL goalie. We could have won that game yesterday. They played two good periods. At this point, I would use the opportunity of that third period to try to get him through waivers, get him down to Rochester, get Levi up, and then try to find a way to resolve the Tuch issue. Because if Tuck's head is not in the game and Thompson's head is not in the game, we're not going to win. Those two guys, if they had their heads in the game yesterday, could have easily raised the level of play in that third period, and they could have won that game.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, and I think that this team is not a bad team. You know, the first Utah game I went to, you know, where they lost over, they played a good game. The problem is the players that, for example, that we're paying the big money to, or if Tuck wants to be a $10 million player, they're not raising their game. And what it all comes down to is Adams needs to make decisions to take control of these off-the-ice situations. Seems like he wants to keep everybody happy, and he's a nice guy and everything. And I get that, but he needs to make decisions, or it's time to make the change. And I think that the off-the-ice stuff is hurting the season again. He mentioned last year that 30-game slide, not doing anything, and how it hurt his team. Well, he needs to react now and at least handle the goaltending situation and pare it down to two goalies, whatever goalies he chooses, ride with it, and try to get this, you know, basically get whatever the off-ice stuff that's going on that we don't know about settled.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for the call.
Dave,
we do got to move on here, but because there's a lot there. I think if we somehow have a Rob Johnson, Doug Flutie goaltender controversy going on in the locker room, that would be incredible.
Who created it, though?
Yeah.
Adams did.
Adams signing, like, UPL.
You mentioned
the
get control of everyone here. How does it happen? Leadership. Yeah. Attitude affects leadership. And I've got Adams saying we don't have palm trees, we have taxes. But the comment that still always irritates me more is how they were reportedly on a deal with Natchez. And he said, you would have complained about how much I would have paid for that too. So it allows it to point it back at everyone else. Thompson, having irritation after the third game, saying the season's not over here. And it was interesting, the comments that were between him and Darlene, where Darlene's saying, we're playing bad, we need to be better. This is unacceptable, we have to change this, and it starts with me. And Thompson says something along the lines of, sky's not falling yet. And where does that come from, though? It comes from the front office at this point. And the goalie situation.
you had to realistically claim Colton Ellis because Alex Georgiev was unplayable. You knew that if he had to start a game in the National Hockey League this year, it was going to end in disaster. But now you're trying to hold on to the asset, knowing damn well that St. Louis claims Colton Ellis back the first moment they get.
St. Louis. You can't send him down. I mean, you can't send him down. He's getting claimed.
He's getting claimed. If the coach doesn't want to play UPL, why are you holding on to him at this point? Well, one, the contract is very hard to get rid of at this point based on the level of play that Lukanen is going to give you on a nightly basis. And secondly, no, there's not even a second on that one. It really is mostly just about the contract. I don't even know if Adams necessarily wants to hold on to Lukanen at this point.
No, he may not want to, but yeah. Like,
but that
like
contract's the tough contract to get rid of.
Is really hard to get rid of.
And that's where I'll be fair on that one. Like,
the contract is hard to get rid of based off his play. It's not like it's the worst contract in the world.
No, it's not.
It is a mixture of his play really not justifying it right now, albeit he was very good in the shootout win. You also do need, your big-time players to step up. And, yeah, I mean, you've had the comments from Thompson immediately into the season when they were
0-3.
0-3 and looked lifeless outside of Alex Lyon.
They looked lifeless.
They looked lifeless. It's just, that's why I'm not really scared of a rebuild anymore. I'm not really kind of like, oh no, we're going to go through 2-3 more. Yeah, why not? Because I don't like this core. I don't think they have really any leaders in the core outside of maybe Rasmus Dahlin.
Rasmus Dahlin, I think, is a good leader. He tried to show up here early in the season with what happened and then realized, okay, this is not working right now. And while he's home, he is on the ice at Frölunda. He's trying to make sure that he is able to come back in relative shape. He knows that he has a loyalty to this place. And I couldn't be happier to see that. I mean that. Considering what's going on there, the fact that he's still working tells me he's loyal to the club. And yet, the way that this team has performed without him already in the two games, I'm wondering if he comes back to that scene that everybody gifts in Community. Donald Glover comes back with the pizzas, and everything's on fire.
And everything's on fire.
And everything's on fire, and he's screaming no. But again,
sadly, it wouldn't be anything new for Donnelly, though. Whenever he's not in the lineup, the organization collapses.
And ready? It's not just Dahlin now.
No, because you're right.
The forward core looks lost without Zach Benson in the lineup. In particular, Tage Thompson.
Yeah, it's just incredible. 803-0550, again, the number to call. We go back to the phones. Carl is up next. Carl, how we doing, man?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, so before I get to my point, I was listening to what you guys were just talking about with that UPL contract. It's probably pretty hard to offload, but I think right around the trade deadline, there's got to be a contender out there that's going to have the cap space who might want Tuck. And it's like, you can't have Tuck unless you take UPL's contract too. So
right,
there might be a way to kind of do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then my second point is trying to get Terry Pegula to listen. I don't know if Jarmo or Kevin want a Brandon Shanahan in the organization. But there's got to be a way to make the boss of it all listen to the fans. He hasn't talked to us or had a press conference in years. And at the end of the day, I think we tried a lot of ways, but there's got to be some sort of like Sabres game boycott. Like, people got to stop showing up at this point. I live in Florida, so that's really easy for me. But whenever I watch a game and I see people in the crowd, I just don't understand how someone can sit there and pay to watch and see that on the ice happen in front of them. So that's pretty much where I'm at. I'll hang up and listen. Have
Carl,
a good day.
Yeah, Carl, thanks for the call.
Appreciate that. I love the creativity, by the way, of the UPL thing of like...
Yeah, marry them together to try to offload it. That makes a lot of sense to me. It would suck to not get enough really for Tuck, though, but you are giving them off for rental. I will say, in terms of the Pegula stuff, I just hope it's the results. That's what I mean with the Bills. I know people won't love to hear that, but they at least can fall back on, guys, we keep making the playoffs. Like, we keep having a chance at the dance. We keep making it. We keep winning playoff games. We'll see if that continues on this year. The Sabres don't have that. Kevin Adams does not have that. That is what I hope is enough. And we've mentioned Pegula earlier on in his tenure as the steward, the owner of the Sabres. maybe had a bit of a quick trigger. And so maybe this is a too much of a correction.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I don't right care if Yarmo or Kevin Adams don't want a Brendan Shanahan in the room. For me, that's where I'm at. I want people that have credibility within hockey circles to come into the organization and fix this. Because ultimately, in the sport of hockey, in the NHL, it is not that hard to make the playoffs compared to the rest of the leagues that we all watch and love. It's not. It is stunning. It is like in dog years how long they have not been able to make the playoffs. That's almost my biggest frustration with them, really, is that if this was the NFL, this would be like a 30-year playoff drought.
It's what it equates to prorated in a sense.
Comparing it to – it's just – it's unbelievable. And so that's also to a point. If they do the rebuild and they do it correctly, it's not that painful. It's not even that long. I think you have some good young talent that you don't need to get rid of. Zach Benson's one of them. I've really liked what I've seen from Austin and Roseanne. We'll see about the young goaltenders like with Levi or even Colton Ellis. I don't know.
People won't want to hear this, but you keep Owen Power.
Yeah.
Keep
Darlene.
He's been better. Ready? I don't know if I would have said this at the beginning of the season. Keep Samuelson.
Yeah, he's fine. No issues. It doesn't have to be the most painful thing in the world.
Try to dish fire him if you can, and find ways to reset. But like, I think I've recognized enough pieces where I'm like, okay, it's going to stink, but like, you hold on to even Kulik through the blood clots and see if he's able to get back to form. And you go. You go from here. Like, I know that a new version of a rebuild probably should be nothing is safe and nothing is sacred except for Rasmus Dahlin and that's it. But I do think that you try with whoever the new person would be. And it has to be a new person.
That's the biggest part for me, is it has to be a new person. It has to be somebody who has been there and done this. It is no disrespect to Kevin Adams in that sense, but where the Sabres are at, where they have dug themselves into, they need somebody with decades worth of credibility, of experience, to get them out of this. Because that's where you do get into the spot of, yeah, we don't have palm trees. You know, no one wants to trade with us. No one wants to sign here. You have somebody that's been there and done it, that has that attachment around the league, that can make that a little bit easier.
Remember a couple weeks ago when it was cool that they had a 5-4-3 record?
Yeah, it was fun. They were getting loser points. Problem was, some of those were because they couldn't win games in the third period.
They're 0-3-1 since. That's the problem.
Yep.
They haven't won any games. It's not even that they do pick up a game with a loser point, but like, they've won nothing since then. And while it is haunting that they've had weird situations and illnesses happening to players here, the best guys are also not playing like the best guys.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. Sal Capaccio coming up in just a little over 10 minutes here. Talk some Bills as they get one day closer to taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, this is WGR.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tailgate Trivia is back. It is presented by Total Sports Enterprise Buffalo. Listen during every Bills game for your chance to call in, answer the trivia question, and win autographed Bills merch. It is courtesy of TSE Buffalo. Bills are in action Sunday at home against Tampa Bay. We'll get more on that coming up here at the top of the hour. Sal Capaccio will join the show. Here's Thursday, though. We have Thursday Night Football. Patriots hosting the Jets. The Patriots are in their rivalry jerseys. And, Derek, they are 12.5-point favorites, courtesy of FanDuel.
Oh, yeah. So tonight.
12.5-point favorites.
Tonight, televisions in Buffalo are going to see a combined 18 years of playoff drought on their screens today if they're flipping, if they're bold enough to even watch Sabres and Avalanche tonight, by the
18?
Way. 28.
28.
Did I say 18?
18. I thought you said 18.
Yeah, I might have.
28 years.
Look, I'm spiraling because Dylan Cousins would be tied for the team lead in points right now. So.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
I.
You could tune into Purdue and Alabama.
Which
seven.
Boy, howdy am I going to, baby.
College basketball.
Got Purdue against Alabama. Let's see if the boys can boiler up and hammer down against Crimson Tide.
I can't even like lean into college football either. UB had a disastrous game last night at Central Michigan. 38-19 loss. UB had
Just in hell.
Yeah, UB had five turnovers and Taquan Roberson, their quarterback, was sacked five times. Not a good day at the office either. Weirdly enough, though, the MAC is super clumped together. They are still alive in the MAC championship discussion with games at home against Miami of Ohio and Ohio to wrap up their season. 803-0550, the number to call. But coming up next, Sal Capaccio, more on the Bills. A lengthy injury report, but maybe some good news there from yesterday. This is WGR.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.